From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Shock jock Howard Stern is off the air in six cities today, a casualty of a crackdown on indecency by Clear Channel Communications. The move comes in response to growing pressure by Congress and federal regulators to clean up the airwaves. As NPR's Larry Abramson reports, broadcasters are hoping to avoid more aggressive oversight by Congress and federal regulators.
Showtime!
Howard Stern could still be heard in more than 30 markets today. Despite Clear Channel's decision, Infinity Broadcasting gave no sign it will drop Stern's popular show. Devoted followers in cities like Washington, D.C. and New York volunteered to carry the banner for their hero.
Hey, Lance, you're on the air.
Yes, Howard.
Yes, Lance.
I'm so angry. People here in D.C. are crazy. They're so angry. We're all supporting you. We're going down to the Capitol today. We're going to hold up signs. We're going to do everything we can to support you. There's people that cannot live without you.
Despite the smaller audience, Stern kept to his usual drive-time shtick, asking female guests to disrobe for him in the studio. Stern would only talk to one reporter and only under certain conditions.
I'll do an exclusive interview with her.
Okay.
If I can pick out her lingerie, and she wears lingerie, put her on.
Stern, who once attracted a $1.5 million fine from the Federal Communications Commission, appeared surprised by the Clear Channel decision, and he offered no apologies for remarks he made on Tuesday. He had asked a guest for the grisly details of his sexual encounters with celebrities, and one caller joined in the fun using a racial slur on the air.
It makes it seem like I did something wrong on Tuesday. And even they admit I did nothing wrong, that they need to do this to, well, they don't admit it in press, but they've admitted to me that they're doing this because they're being hauled in front of Congress.
Clear Channel was hauled in front of Congress, not because of Stern, but because of a growing focus on indecency by lawmakers and regulators. At a hearing today before a House Commerce Subcommittee, lawmakers applauded Clear Channel for dumping Stern, along with another shock jock known as Bubba the Love Sponge. Clear Channel's John Hogan said this was part of a zero-tolerance policy.
If a notice of apparent liability is issued by the FCC and is then adjudicated, and Clear Channel is found to have aired an indecent program, the offending DJ will be immediately terminated. No intermediate steps, no appeals.
Infinity Broadcasting, which syndicates the Stern Show, also has a zero-tolerance policy, but Stern Show apparently complies with that company's standards. As in previous hearings on this issue, Hogan and other industry chiefs said, "We will take care of this problem, no need for draconian federal regulations." As proof of their sincerity, they pointed to public service announcements many networks have been running. This one on Fox touts the V-chip, which a small number of parents use to block explicit programs.
Behold the V-chip! In conjunction with the TV ratings that appear at the top of every Fox program, keeps your family watching only the shows that you find suitable. For more information, visit us on the web or call this number. The V-chip, making the world safe for TVs, one parent at a time.
No one at the hearing stood up for Stern or other controversial entertainers. Attorney and former FCC official John Garziglia says this is a sign that a form of censorship is already falling into place.
Then we truly do have a chilling of discourse on the radio, just knowing that the government is looking at these radio stations where nothing that's politically incorrect will be allowed on the air by major broadcasting entities.
Meanwhile, Clear Channel is keeping its options open. The company says the Stern Show will be on hold until it conforms to acceptable standards of responsible broadcasting, and that moving target appears to be swinging in a new direction. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.